Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Skip LaCour's Bodybuilding and Training Show with your host, Skip LaCour. Skip LaCour's Bodybuilding and Training Show is a weekly talk radio program that discusses any of the challenges that you face as you strive to create the best body you possibly can and outlines solutions. This is your opportunity to talk with Skip about what's most important to you in your training efforts, share your thoughts and opinions in an open forum, and learn from the experiences of other passionate lifters just like you at the same time. Skip LaCour is a six-time national champion and whose leadership and coaching continues to guide bodybuilders around the globe. Here is the host of this bodybuilding and training show, Skip LaCour.
Welcome to this bodybuilding and training talk radio show. I am Skip LaCour. If you could ask me one question, and when that one question was answered, it could give you a whole new level of clarity, understanding, confidence, and what it is you're doing as far as your training is concerned, as far as your eating habits are concerned, putting it all together and putting together mentally and emotionally so you actually follow through. If you could ask me that one question, what would that question be? Think about that right now. I want you to call into the show today, get that question or any comments that you have answered or expressed. The number is 347-326-9145. 347-326-9145. All it takes is one new strategy, one new idea, one new distinction, or one new way of looking at the same old challenge that you've been going through that can launch you into a new level of physical growth or mental growth, intellectual growth. When it comes to this passion, this hobby, this lifestyle that you have for bodybuilding and training. So where are you right now in the bodybuilding and training, the health and fitness process? And where do you want to be? Have you defined exactly what that is? Now we're going to talk about some steps, what it takes to have that body that you really want. And we'll talk about some pitfalls that may come in the way. And I'm going to do everything that I can to help you. We've got callers online right now, so I want to get to you right away. But before I do, I want to introduce my co-host, Ben Lewis. Ben Lewis is hosting the show from Australia. It's great to have him. Ben Lewis, how are you today?
I'm doing excellent. It's great to be here. Thanks so much. I like all the listeners out there.
Right. And, you know, Ben started, he and I started working together. Actually, I started coaching Ben through his, not only his sharpening, because he's quite an accomplished bodybuilder, fitness expert himself. Ben was looking for that next level. Next level with his health and fitness, but more than that, as far as the business aspects and the marketing aspects of bodybuilding fitness. So that's actually how our relationship began. So another great bodybuilder, Jeff Willett, you probably know him, one of the greatest natural bodybuilders in the world. Then I don't know if you know this, just like you, Jeff started his career with AST and his marketing, and when he really ascended, he went from fifth place to becoming one of the best drug-free bodybuilders in the world. He was signed up for coaching with me as well. Interesting fact there. So, Ben Lewis, you check out everything Ben has to offer on his website, benlewisfitness.webs.com. That's benlewisfitness.webs.com, and I'm going to spell that for you. B-E-N-L-E-W-I-S, fitness, F-I-T-N-E-S-S, dot W-E-B-S, dot com, benlewisfitness.com. You can also email Ben at benlewisfitness@yahoo.com.au. And Ben has a free gift for you. He's got a great knowledge, cuts through all that information, all that confusion out there. Ben's top nutritional guideline. You can email benlewisfitness@yahoo.com, introduce yourself to Ben, and he'll have those fitness tips to you. Ben Lewis Fitness, and I'm glad to have Ben on board to add his perspective on the bodybuilding training, the health and fitness process for you. We have a caller on the 360 area code. I'm going to jump right in. Caller, are you there? 360.
Yeah, good morning, Skip.
Good morning. And who am
I first of all, let me congratulate you. My name's Eduardo. I'm 44 years old, and I want to congratulate you. Love your show, and it's nice to have a thinking man's bodybuilder.
Well, thank you, Eduardo.
And I've been training for about 25 years consistently, and I'm a full-time police officer. I'm also in the Marine Corps on reserve status, and I do a lot of traveling, about 1 to 2 weeks a month, and it's really affecting my training. About 198, 199, 5'11", somewhere between a mesomorph and an endomorph. And I was shot a couple of years ago in line of duty, made a full recovery, and trying to do something to incentivize myself into going into competition just to test something new for myself. And I made it all the way to the final wire to go to a competition last year and unfortunately had to travel right when the competition was slated. And then it may happen again this year, so it's kind of unfortunate. But I am training and dieting. So I'd like to say I'm in decent shape for my age. I'm doing like a two-on, one-off routine. It's kind of an amalgam of the Max OT with something I've had in the works for a long time, and along with my diet. And my question is, I've actually got three questions, if you don't mind, and hopefully not to burden you down.
Not at all.
The first is, as I approach the last 2 weeks towards this competition, assuming I can get to it, what suggestions do you have in terms of training volume and cardio? And I know everybody thinks there's some kind of magic bullet to keep the mass and lose the fat, and that's my biggest challenge. It seems that I tend to really lose the mass quickly.
Yeah, well, I've got two things. I'm going to jump right in and be your coach here, Eduardo. First of all, I can't tell you I admire what you do, and we all respect that. And actually, now, where's 360? Is that in Washington?
Yeah, right outside Seattle.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, because we just had the funerals for the four police officers down here in the San Francisco Bay Area, and boy, you take for granted all that work you do. So just wanted to at least give my appreciation for what you do.
Thank you very much.
And for the country. Now, the first thing I would just want to obliterate out of your mind right now, and you know this, you're a man of accomplishment. I can, not only what you do, I can tell by the way you talk. All right? First of all, you got to just get out of your head. You're going to do this show. Now, if you make it so the obstacles or the standards for what it will take for you to do this show, I've got to do everything perfectly, whether I travel or not, okay? And then you set the standards so high. I don't want you to diet all this time, or even worse, diet with only 90% because, hey, you know, I may have to travel the last couple weeks and pull out of the show. See, that's not going to work for you. You're not going to be your best with that. You have to create a plan. If you travel, you're still going to eat right. You're still going to enter that show. You have to make it a must. I will enter this show. Not only because I don't want you to diet this long and not enter the show like last time.
Right.
You have to make it a must. You can't give yourself the option, well, if I travel, all right? It's so important because You can't be talking to me. You can't be talking to Ben. You can't be talking on this radio show. You can't be talking to your friends. You can't be doing the bench press. You can't be eating a meal thinking, well, I might not enter this show depending on my travel. Does that make sense to you?
It does. It's definitely tough to, you know, and I'm staying motivated. It's really, really hard when you travel and you end up in isolated places with no place to work out and the meals just aren't right. It is tough.
Right. Yeah. Here's the deal is that, you know, I don't know exactly what your challenges are. There are different strategies to make that happen. Now, again, it won't be the ideal conditions. You know, I had a job, and I found myself scheduling my meetings. Everything was around my eating habits. So as the contest got closer, I would even be planned more ahead to make sure that I wasn't going to waste 8 months of dieting to not enter the show. Now, you may not be in that situation, all right? So, and I certainly understand that. And then I would even do things like when I did quit my job to become a better bodybuilder so I could work from home, do from the computer. I found ways to make it work. Now, I don't expect you to go to that extreme, Eduardo. There is more that you can do. And with the I must do it, I will do it, I'm entering this show, you'll find ways to make it happen. You'll get more creative if you don't even give yourself out. I was talking with a friend of mine, and I go back and I just think, God, how creative, let's say, and ingenious I was to find ways to make it work. And, you know, there's these $400 blenders, Eduardo, okay? I don't know why I bought this. I think somebody sold me on what this is the type of blenders that they have at those smoothie shops. And what I'm doing with the $400 blender, I don't know. But I pulled it out of a box, and it reminded me, and I was telling my friend the story that I used to go on these seminar tours. This was right in the middle when I was competing. And not just 2 weeks before a show like you, okay? This was back when it probably didn't matter, like 6 months before the show, 7 months before the show. And I wanted to go to these seminars and help out with these Tony Robbins seminars, and I was on his staff and things like that. Because I really knew that if I fed my mind while I'm working on my body, it would help me become not only a better bodybuilder and competitor, make me a better businessman for fitness, and probably led me to where I am today talking to you right now. Anyway, I used a super-duper, super-pulsating, chopping, whatever blender, and my plan was to eat every 2 hours at that time, and I would eat a regular real food meal, and then I would have a Natural Pro 40 meal replacement shake, and then a real food meal. Well, when I went to these seminars, I mean, these seminars are like 10 hours long, intense, and you didn't have time to stop, cook, and eat. Now, I could have had just all shakes, and that would have been definitely fine at that time, especially only for a couple days. Mm-hmm. But I wanted to push it to another level. And I said, you know that blender right there? What I used to do, I used to get my chicken breast and rice and vegetables at that time, and I used to puree the whole thing.
Oh, that's a little hardcore.
Well, it is hardcore, and trust me, I was having a big laugh. I was crazy passionate. I wanted it that badly, right? And so it was like this, I don't know, orange mixture by that time, and I would put it in these in these little Rubbermaid little plastic jars with the lids, right? And I would pack before the trip, and I'd put them on ice, and there'd be like 8 of these pureed food meals. So I could
with
still
a straw.
Eat that. Yeah, right. So I was I cooked it and then I pureed it. Not like it. So come on, what do you think, I'm crazy, Eduardo? What? So anyway, so there was all this ice chest, so I could still stay on track. And again, this was like 6 months before the show, so I could still have my real food meal, my Natural Pro meal replacement, and then a real food meal, and keep my rotation, eat on time. All right, now. Of course, that is just crazy. No one would do such a thing, right? Okay. My point is, I had to. It was a must. With that mindset, what will you come up with to make sure you eat right, no matter what your challenges are? Now, again, I don't know what your challenges are, and I'm sure that they're real, but is there a way around that? You know, for me, part of my job was to do guest appearances, and you know, and Ben knows this about me. Even if it was 2 weeks before my show, geez, if it was 3 months before my show, I would put the pressure that it felt like 2 weeks before my show. And I would do things like if I went to an event, I would rent a car, you know, the expense of a couple hundred dollars for the weekend so I could always go to the grocery store. I would bring my George Foreman grill and my rice cooker. I'd pack that. You know, I used to think that one arm was bigger than the other because I would be carrying all this luggage around with me, all right? Now, again, I don't expect you to go to those extremes, all right? The question is, though, what more can you do with your career?
Yeah, I'm already
kind
of doing some of that. I do every time I travel. You know, the military's not too good about renting cars for us, and I make it a point to rent a car so I can get to a gym and I can go to the grocery store and buy my oatmeal and have that stuff. A lot of times the places that we're at just are not conducive to being able to follow through. But I am trying. I'm definitely making a concerted effort. The issue I have is that, you know, you're talking about having meetings and commitments, and can you make up a meal? And I think the answer is no. You know, once you lose it, you lose it. You know, how do you make up the nutritional window? And that's my biggest difficulty. As much as I try to, you know, I bring protein drinks with me and little packets and mix them as I go along and supplement, you know, these missed meals are, I think, what are really killing me.
Right, and I certainly understand that now. So that's number one. But the, when you, I don't want you, someone who is as hardworking, as disciplined as you, to even have to go through, you know, 3 months or whatever this process, thinking you might have to back out. That can't be fun. It's got to be, you know, nagging on you. Maybe make the commitment, hey, I'm going to get on stage no matter what. It may take things like maybe starting earlier and knowing it. Do you know well in advance when you take these trips?
You know, yes and no. Sometimes they pop up, and unfortunately, the one I have now, I'm looking at the Emerald Classic coming up on the 18th, and it's going to be my first competition. And I've competed in other things before, in martial arts and in swimming and that, so I'm definitely not afraid to get on stage and get in front of people. I've spoken before huge audiences before in my job, and I'm not afraid of that. My concern is I want to look the best I can. I don't want to get up there and make an ass of myself if I've got a roll of fat hanging off of me.
Right.
So, you know, I want to do the best I can. And
well, when I do coaching for men and they travel on the road, one thing I say to them is that, look, you better be 100% focused, dedicated in the gym, eat all your meals on time for those 3 weeks preceding you traveling. So when you are challenged, at least you can say you did everything right. And you sound like the kind of guy that you're always like that. I would say this is that that first show, have you gone to shows before? So you're pretty familiar with the process. Do you know anyone who competes?
I have, yeah.
And so you're familiar with the process. Do you think that your standards may be too high? Meaning that, yeah, it would be great if you just execute everything you had planned. But with the challenges that you do have, are you really is it really messing you up that much? Or is that just the perfectionist in you who's doing that? Because I want you to get on stage. I don't want you to waste another contest preparation period.
No, you know, and it's not, believe me, it's not going to break my heart if I don't make it, because
okay.
I think if nothing else, one thing, and my wife's into it too, and she's a fitness instructor, and we're both dedicated to the diet and to the conditioning and that, and I think it's not going to break my heart. I look at it as, even if
break
I don't make it,
what?
I challenged myself, as far as not getting on the stage, but even if I don't get
yeah,
up
you know
there,
what?
I'll
tell you,
Eduardo,
I'm your coach here, all right? I'm just your friend here, and just did that about 30-something times and coach people. You've got to get it out of your head. You know, not competing is not an option. You know, it's just not an option. You can't even say, oh, well, it would be all right. You can't prepare for a show with that in your mind. Does that make sense?
It does. Yeah, you're right.
I mean, it's a pressure. It's a self-imposed pressure that you put on yourself. That it's one of those things that make, and I can, man of discipline like you, an accomplishment. I know you know what I'm talking about. It's when you put that burden, that stress, that self-imposed pressure on yourself, that it just is kind of like a little gnawing little pain that you're thinking to yourself, why am I doing this to myself?
Yeah.
But you know why you're doing it to yourself, and is because afterwards, that's what makes you so good at what you do, because you put pressure on yourself where other people, Eduardo, would say, it doesn't matter if I do it or not. Does that make sense to you?
You're absolutely right.
All right? Can't give yourself that out. You will find a way. And this is your first show, so you got to break through this. I'm going to compete someday. And I'll tell you, I have a lot of respect for you doing that first show because that first show is the biggest show. There's so many people who are like you, who are like me, who are like Ben, who are so passionate about training. If they have a bucket list, so to speak, for those of you listening who aren't familiar with that term, before I die, I want to make sure, before I kick the bucket, I want to do this, 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 and this. Well, I know a lot of men like you, me, like Ben, who want to enter a competition before they kick the bucket, before they die. And, boy, they have a tough time actually making that happen. So I want you to do this. I want you to make no other option. Another thing is, the 44-year-old, that mentality at your age, I'll tell you, especially in the local level, that muscle maturity that you have, especially being active for so long, If you dial yourself in, being 44 years old, and a lot of times if your focus and discipline is an advantage, it certainly isn't a disadvantage with your muscle maturity at your year. So another just kind of things that just things to remember. Now, those weren't necessarily questions that you asked me, but those are questions I picked out of the words you used.
Oh, no, believe me, you're answering a lot. I mean, I really appreciate it. This is the best coaching session I've had yet.
Okay. Now, to ask me more about the specific questions, you asked me about the training and the diet the last couple weeks, right?
Right.
Or specifically the training, was it?
Yeah, as far as the training, what approach do you think that I should take in this last 2 weeks in terms of volume and particularly the cardio, just balancing the weight training and the cardio to make sure that I'm not overstepping my boundaries in terms of losing the mass?
Right. Okay, now, a couple things about losing the mass, right? You know, a lot of guys, especially their first show, all right, two things they do. One is they say, okay, this is going to be my contest weight. And I don't care if it's, you know, they're hovering around 200 all year long, and then they say they think they can compete at 180. A lot of times you're a good 10, 15 pounds below what that weight was when you said, I'm going to compete at this weight. You have to remember, it does not matter how much you weigh. It, you know, of course you're not going to just give away muscle, you know, and I don't think that you're doing it that way. But it does not matter what you weigh because it is such an illusion created on stage. Now, I have this one buddy. He's entering his first show, and I think he just turned 40. And he just looks great. And he's a lot of muscle and everything like that. And he's really consumed with his clothes not fitting the way they used to be.
I'm right there with him.
Okay. And he feels so small. And I'm always encouraging him. One thing I said, I go, you know, when I was winning, like, Muscle Mania on TV or winning the Team Universe in New York City, I would have, like, guys come up to me, and I would be in regular clothes, and they would say, oh, you're a bodybuilder? Oh, okay. You know, I know this guy. He's a bodybuilder. I mean, he would say, maybe tell this to me. He goes, well, I've got this one buddy. He's a bodybuilder. Oh, but he's a really big bodybuilder. I'm thinking, yeah, because they don't see the chiseled steel underneath that. So you got to get over just kind of block that stuff off. And just remember, if you know, Eduardo, you said that you have gone to shows. How many times have you been going? Have you been in the audience and you see one guy? He looks just amazing, detail. He's ripped, big shoulders, and he just. And then you see him in his pro-tan stained sweats, walking through the crowd. And he's like 5 foot, 135 pounds.
Yeah.
And you think
yeah.
That's the same guy? That guy's yeah. Even a bodybuilder. Let alone look as amazing as he did. It's because it's you know, every body part developed in proportion. It's you getting lean and ripped. And I'll tell you, I'm 5'11", and I would those pictures that you see on my website contest. By the time all I lost all my water, which you know I went through that process of losing all the water, all the fat, I was 205 pounds on stage.
Wow!
All right. At 5'11", okay, at that level. So it's an illusion. Do not worry about the scale, okay? My advice to you is if you eat your meals on time, you have a plan, you eat your meals on time, you train as heavy as you can, you challenge yourself every ounce, every set before you even think about the next set. When you put your head on your pillow at night, you did all your daily disciplines prepare for the show. You ate all your meals, you gave everything you got. You know, you weigh what you weigh come showtime. All right, it really doesn't matter, and really, you probably should just stay off the scale because it really doesn't matter. Because there are a lot of times where you're going to look in the mirror and think you look great, and you're going to step on that scale, and then you're going to see it's a number lower than you thought it should be. Because hey, this is bodybuilding, isn't it? You want to have the most weight on the scale, and all of a sudden, that physique that you were so happy with in the mirror. Just a couple minutes before, now that you have that lower number that you set on the scale, all of a sudden it doesn't look the same. You're certainly not as happy. You're certainly not as excited just because of what the number you set. So you got to get that out of your head.
Yeah, I have done that since that last show. I definitely stayed off the scale since I didn't make that last one. And this year when I started dieting, I decided I'm not going to get on the scale or do any fat testing at all. And I've basically focusing on how do I look in the mirror and what's going on with my clothes. But like you said, yeah, you put on a polo shirt that you used to, you know, fill out, and you're like, oh, my God, I got these little bean arms now.
Right, right. Well, they're not bean arms. They're ripped, you know, striations, you know. And the thing is, too, is, and this is not just for you, Eduardo, this is for anyone out there competing, you know, doing the dieting process, especially for the first time. Don't look at your shoulders. Don't look at your abs. Everybody has striated shoulders and ripped abs, okay? What's going to separate the men from the boys, the winners from the also-rans, just when you look in the mirror, just turn around. Look at your glutes and your hamstrings. How are those coming in? That'll tell you how conditioned you are. So quit falling in love with yourself by looking at yourself from the front, all right? Everybody looks good from the shoulder.
All right, I'm going to write that down.
Yeah. So when you walk into the mirror, this is your discipline. And, you know, there's stories of Arnold Schwarzenegger. He had subpar calves for so long. And what he did, he cut all the from the knee down of all of his pants so he could not avoid the fact that he had subpar calves. And that is what that constant pain that he put on himself is what made him really work so hard, find a way to make his calves work. So for those of you thinking you're so in shape, you got to show, put the pressure on yourself. I'll tell you, you turn around, you get a mirror and turn around and your butt, your hamstrings, especially when you're, you know, 12 weeks or away from a show, it's not going to be pleasant, you know, but that's what's going to, for those next week, that's going to make you really prepare, really prepare. So, you know, another thing, too, especially for your first show, you know, you've never really lost all the water at the end and things like that. So the thing is, when guys say to me, oh, I lost so much muscle, I don't know if that's true. You know, I mean, if you're training, you're eating your smaller, more frequent meals, you got a good plan. I don't, you know, Eduardo, now I've never seen you. I don't know if we've ever met, but it's just that if you don't have it come showtime, you may have never had it to begin with. You've never seen yourself stripped down of all, you know, the body fat yet and all the water. Because I hear that from a lot of guys. Oh, yeah, I lost so much muscle. I lost so much muscle. From my experience, they never had the muscle to begin with. They just didn't know it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it really doesn't matter, you know, 3 months before the show how big you think you were anyway, right? Unless they're going to have shows. Okay, we're going to have the three-month-out show to see who's the biggest, right? They don't care. It's just all about the end anyway, right?
Right.
So I think it's an illusion. It's an illusion that you lost all this muscle because, you know, I know that Ben has competed. Ben, jump in here. There's a big drop-off from, like, 5 weeks out to, like, 3 weeks out to even 2 weeks out. I mean, you can lose. That's when it all comes out if you work so hard. So, was that your experience too, Ben?
Absolutely. I mean, yeah, I just found that, just pretty the process. I mean, obviously, when you're getting on stage, just make sure you're having enough fluid in the body. I just think that's pretty important, not actually cutting out water, just to help with the glycogen loading. Certainly.
Yeah.
So,
you know, don't... you know, I just don't know if you really have that muscle to be worried about it, you know, especially, and see, another thing, Eduardo, maybe this is be more appropriate the next time you do this is that, you know, what happens on the last week or so, just to let you know, that's all set up, last couple weeks, it's all set up with what you did 6 months before, you know, four months before. There's really no magic strategy to the type of, you know, what type of, like, high volume or higher reps. So I've done it all. And, you know, towards the end when I really got smart about it, you know, I still did the max OT heavy training 4 to 6 reps all the way to the end of the show. Because I'm not going to, those last couple weeks, I'm not going to, how many ounces of muscle are you really going to, you know, gain versus heavy versus light, high reps or low reps? Yes, you just go, and at the same time, if you're training in the gym, you're not gonna gain all that much muscle, and you're not gonna lose all that muscle either. At that point, if you're just staying consistent with what you do. You know, I used to think all those things about, you know, more reps brought out more striations or burned a little bit more fat and everything like that. You do your preparation ahead of time. Those little things don't matter at all. It's really what you feel like, you know. And I'm not a big fan of, like, the pump, that feeling, because that really doesn't have much to do with the muscle building process. It's really not a good indicator if you even had a good workout, but it makes people feel good. And, boy, if there's a time where you need to feel good, it's those last couple weeks when you think, God, was this all worth it? How am I going to do on this show? Boy, I can't wait till I eat some blueberry muffins or whatever, pizza after this show, you know. So I say if high reps make you feel good, you know, do whatever it takes to get through your workouts and feel good about the process. But really, nobody, and I don't care what they say, nobody said, oh, wow, I was just amazing. I would have won this show, but the last 2 weeks I went heavy instead of lighter, or I did fewer reps rather than high reps, and boy, that was the wrong decision, or I would have won the whole show. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and I'm not really freaking out about that piece of it. I think I'm just trying to balance myself as best as possible, and which is why I was asking about the cardio. Is right now I adjusted and I'm doing it twice a day. And one of my questions I had for you gentlemen is it better to do it in one shot, say to do a 30 to 40 minute shot of cardio, of low impact cardio, or is it better to do two 25 minute shots? You know, do you aggregate it or do you do it separately? What do you suggest in terms of that?
Yeah, well, now there are more than one ways to skin a cat. You've heard those guys who don't do any cardio, right, at all, one, two, they do
that
zero.
That definitely can't be me.
Right, okay, well, that's not me, and I wouldn't want that to be me either, you know. If you're working that hard, what's a little bit more work? The point that I'm making about those those guys who don't do cardio is that obviously they're balancing it out with a more stricter diet with fewer calories, maybe they diet it longer, okay? There's a different combination of how to get there and where you are with the dieting process and everything like that, Eduardo. I would not know what would be the most appropriate for you because I don't know what you look like, you know, and how you're going down to the end. I will say this. The thing I love about cardio, and this goes back to your first question, is that if I can do more cardio, I get to eat more food. If I can eat more food, I feel as though I'm holding on to my muscle mass, especially if I'm very intelligent in my approach to how I feed my body, my nutrient timing before and after, not only my weight training sessions, but my cardio sessions. All right? So anyway, the short answer is I would say two of the higher intensity cardio sessions would be the best for you as you prepare
okay.
for the show.
Uh-huh. All right. And one more question, if you don't mind, Skip.
No, not at all.
In terms of supplementation, if you had one supplement, aside from obviously protein supplementation, if you had one supplement that you had to add to your diet, is there something that you would recommend?
Good question. One supplement besides protein and meal replacements. I would... Yeah, well, you're not looking for something like a glutamine or anything like that, right?
I mean, no, whatever you like think would be best. I mean, if it's a
glutamine was the first thing because it's one of those supplements that I just so believe in, all right, that helps repair muscle and preserve muscle for what you're talking about. It's one of those ones that, you know, you go by the science, and I just believe in it. You know, although I don't know any more science more than anyone else that I read or how I'm advised by AST Sports Science, it's one of those ones that I feel very comfortable taking the leap of faith that it's helping me repair and muscle grow. And also things like, you know, you being 44, we're about the same age. I'm a little bit older that it's just one of those fountain of youth supplements. I really am a big fan of glutamine. All right.
Okay.
So that's what I would say. And, you know, if I could have a one to add to that, always take a multivitamin, you know, too. And that's not necessarily a muscle-building thing. That's for a healthy thing, especially as you're taxing yourself so much and you're on such a limited amount of calories, because your health is the most important thing of all this. So I would say, you know, those two would be really good ones to add to it. Now, are you taking creatine or anything like that?
You know, I was, but I figured in this last couple of weeks I'm not going to take it just because I find myself getting a little bit, with the water retention, I get a little bit bloaty with it.
Now, let me ask you a question, because obviously I've heard that, you know, 5,000 times in the last, 15 years of creatine, okay? And it is your first show. Did someone tell you that, or do you actually see that?
I actually see it. I really do. And
so
I've tried different brands.
So when you've had creatine, Eduardo, okay, right, and you wake up in the morning and you look in that mirror, you go, wow, I took creatine because I'm a little bit bloated, first thing in the morning.
No, I see it at the end of the day. In the morning, I look dry. I'm looking good. And then
even with
I take
your creatine?
I'm sorry?
Even with your creatine?
Yeah, in the morning I look fine. It's after about 2-3 hours after I take it, I feel really kind of bloated and plump.
Right. Okay. Now let me, did someone tell you that beforehand about creatine?
I had heard it before, but nobody personally told me.
Okay, well, I'm going to tell you the truth about it all right? But I don't want you to change anything for your show. Is it how long?
2 weeks.
2 weeks. So, certainty, confidence at the end. But this is for next show, right? Creatine does not make these guys. I mean, you go to a show, Eduardo, right? And the Emerald Cup is a great show. Some of the best competitors. They come all from California and everywhere for that show, right? In that open division and things like that. How many are really in shape? You know, if you have 10 competitors up on stage, how many are really in shape and some of you say, they should have dieted for about 2 or 3, 4 more weeks? So how many of those 10 are really in good shape? They really nailed it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, is there a number that comes to mind out of 10?
I'd say that a third.
Right. I think that's probably pretty accurate. And a third are in horrible shape, like what mirror were you looking in? And then the three or four in the middle, they're kind of like, he could have done a little bit more, okay? Well, the guys who are telling you about creatine, they're not those top three that you talked about, right? They're those other seven. And then they're saying, oh, wow, I dieted for so long for the Emerald Cup, and boy, I wasn't such good. Creatine made me hold water, right? And then those seven tell 20 people, and, you know, the top three guys don't necessarily believe that, all right? Here's the thing about creatine. You know, it's not the reason why those guys are off. I mean, people would come off for shows before creatine, and I don't know what they blamed it on back then. You know, creatine goes in the muscle, and it the muscles are 70% fluid. It just maximizes your potential. Your muscle potential bellies to hold more fluid, giving you the appearance of being bigger and fuller and tighter. It does not hold water in between the skin and the muscle. That's what flattens you out, all right? Look, if there anybody documented since 1998, everything I look like back on the internet, everything was so complicated and everything. I used to do those daily training journals and take pictures, and I'd send the pictures to Colorado, and then they'd be posted, blah, blah, blah. Okay, it's not as easy as it is right now. And, you know, you're always going to be bloated as the day lingers on, and it changes hour to hour. My question to you is that, you know, when it comes showtime and you get rid of all that excess water, it's like the morning time. So with creatine or without creatine, all the excess water or most of it is gone, and then you look great in the morning. With creatine or without creatine in your system. Because if your theory is true, then you should be, you know, taking creatine for a couple weeks. You should wake up in the morning bloated, don't you think?
That's a good point. Yeah, and I think maybe what's happened is at that point is I was at a point in my diet where I was still allowing myself some more sodium, and maybe that's a factor
exactly. And then, you know, your body just takes on water. You know, for those of you out there, this isn't just for Eduardo, is that, you know, what kind of shape you're in, especially if you don't do things stupid at the end, what kind of shape you are in is what you look like first thing in the morning, all right? Because that's the closest to contest conditions. And, Eduardo, this is your first show. You should wake up the last the day before the show and you haven't made it there yet, this is going to be your first show that you're going to make it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You're going to look like you do first thing in the morning, if not better. All right? Just have faith in me that that's what you're going to look like, all right? And Eduardo, just because of what you do and what you do for, you know, your community and what you do for, you know, our country and the reserves, you know, your next show, I'm going to coach you all the way through on this show. All
wow.
Right?
I appreciate it.
And we're going to start about, you know, I don't know, about 6 months out. And it, like for 20 minutes of the hour, it's just Eduardo's 20 minutes, and we're going to just gear you down for the show, all right? That way you're going to make for damn sure you're going to – wait, but no, I'm going to put a little condition on it, all right? All right? You know, we've got to make it challenging, put a little bit more pressure. You're going to get free coaching for 6 months, dieting down to your next show, right?
All right.
So, but yeah, I just need one thing from you, and I just need a picture from you. And that's a picture of you on stage in 2 weeks in Seattle at the Emerald Cup. If I get that picture, you made it on stage, then you get free coaching for 6 months before your next show. As you gear down for this show, 6 months on this radio show. How's that sound?
That sounds great. You just gave me an outstanding incentive.
All right, brother. Hey, well, thanks so much. Hey, call us back next week. Give you a little, you know, these surge in comps, you're going to be freaking out these last couple weeks as it comes. And Ben and I can just be a good calming voice to say, you know, you're doing great. I know the way you're feeling. And that's what you're just going to need from somebody more than anything else, more than a strategy or this or that. You know,
I will do, and I really appreciate it. Thank you again. I might have to just fly you and Ben up here and keep you here in Seattle to coach me personally.
All right. Hey, say hello to my great friend Tony Ruggiero. Do you know Tony?
I do not.
Okay, you're going to meet Tony. I mean, he works with the promoter. Don't tell me his name, boy. He and his wife promote the show. What's his? Do you know the promoters of the show, the Emerald Cup?
I don't. I've heard the name before because there's a gal who works out at my gym who's a pretty top-notch competitor, and she knows all the
Craig.
Key people there. Craig, there you go.
Brad Craig, yeah, and yes. Elaine Craig. They
yes,
run a
Elaine.
Great show. That's one of the greatest shows here on the coast. Well, he works very tightly with Brad and Elaine, and actually he's the guy who picks up all the pro bodybuilders who are going to do the guest posing and things like that. He's a really great guy. He'll take the pictures of you on stage. All right. So
you can count on me. I'm gonna do it. I will commit to it. I'm gonna do it. And after all this work, I mean, it's the least I can do is to challenge myself and stick to it. And
right,
and
you're gonna learn so much about yourself by sticking to it. You're gonna learn a lot of things that I told you about this show about blocking yourself. And you know, Eduardo, I can already tell by what you do and the sound of your voice. You've done this in other areas of your life. You know what I mean? You put this pressure on yourself to achieve certain things that everybody else says, wow, you're amazing. How do you do that? And you just make it a must. You're just not applying that same mindset to this bodybuilding. You know, that's
you're
the
right.
only difference. Yeah.
Yep, you're right.
All right, so you're gonna call us next week and let us
I
know
will.
How you're doing, all right? All right, Aurora.
I will. Thank you very much. I really appreciate it, Skip, and thanks, Ben.
All right,
great
talking to you. Thanks
Keep
for calling
up.
In.
Yeah.
All right, take care.
Take Bye. Care. That was a great call, wasn't that, Ben?
Absolutely. He was just amazing, incredible call, definitely.
Yeah. Yeah, well, we're going to take a quick break here. I want to let you know about my coaching program. So we'll be right back in a couple minutes.
During these tough economic times, many people are absolutely terrified of what the coming months or even years have in store. They wonder if they will still have their jobs or be able to hang on to all the material possessions they once thought would bring them happiness. They feel they are no longer in control of the direction of their lives. These tough economic times have a lot of people reconsidering what is really important in life. How about you? I see these challenging economic times as an opportunity to focus on improving your body, mind, and spirit. Now is the time to start controlling factors in your life that are within your control. This is the time to take a step back and reconstruct a stronger, better you. Now is the time to become a man who is considerably tougher than any financial downturn. While everyone else around you is freaking out, use this time as an opportunity to step up as a leader among your family, friends, coworkers, and customers. My one-on-one personal coaching program will help you improve your body, mind, and spirit. The time you invest will help you renovate that stronger, better you who is a leader in his social circles. Here's how the one-on-one bodybuilding and training coaching program works. You and I will talk for 30 minutes every week. We will talk on the exact same day at the exact same time every week, as structure is an essential element to this coaching program. Over the next 6 months, not only will you be held accountable for your bodybuilding and training success by checking in with me over the phone each week, you will also have a variety of assignments that you'll need to execute. It's time to finally master this area of your life. I will create a well-devised, personalized plan for your bodybuilding and training efforts that will become more apparent over time. My almost 20 years in the bodybuilding and training industry and almost 25 years in the personal development motivation field enables me to teach you in a manner that produces immediate results and even more benefits that you will undoubtedly appreciate and understand as time goes by. I will take you through a series of physical, mental, emotional, and psychological exercises during our time together. But I must first get a good sense of who I am dealing with and where you currently are in order to make an intelligent decision on how to proceed. Because most people these days have unlimited minutes on their cell phones, the cost of talking will be relatively inexpensive. It's not like the old days with long-distance phone calls. If you prefer internet phone services like Skype or Yahoo, or live outside the United States, that option is also available. Now, just 6 months commitment is required with a satisfaction guarantee. I've made getting into this coaching program a whole lot easier for you. The investment for the 6-month program is at a reduced rate of $199 a month. You will be committed to 6 months of my services when you sign up. You will be charged automatically the same day every month. Some of these bodybuilding and training concepts that I share with you will take time to develop. I will allow you to cancel your 6-month commitment after just 2 months if you are not completely satisfied with the program during these first 2 months. Take action now. Step up and commit to one of these extremely limited positions. If you have any questions, you can email me at skip@skiplacour.com. skip@skiplacour.com.
All right, so that's my coaching program. Again, if you have any questions, that's something that you can do. We can apply that to all facets of life. This isn't about hardcore bodybuilding. Eduardo is entering a contest. I can certainly help out with that, having that type of experience. But at the same time, if you're just new to health and fitness and you want to integrate it into a productive life, maybe things are going very well for you in business right now, and you want to become the total package and put your health and fitness in its place in your life, I can help you do that too. Ben, so tell me, how's the shoulder coming along?
Yeah, it's actually coming together quite well. It's definitely progressing, and feeling actually very, very good. Like, I've been doing some very advanced techniques on my shoulder with a muscle stimulator while doing just some different exercises for strengthening that rotator cuff. And, it's actually feeling really good. So I'm going to catch up with him tomorrow and just have that assessed, and just fingers crossed, it should all be good from there. So, yeah.
Awesome. And keeping the head together, staying strong
definitely.
Mentally.
Yeah, absolutely. For sure. Absolutely. Definitely. Yeah.
And so what's going on? Tell us new the things that are going on with your business, your clients, your website. You got any articles brewing in your head there that we have to look forward to?
Yeah, absolutely. I do have a few articles which are coming together, and that's going actually quite well. And really my main thing, I suppose, over the past week is just been getting my shoulder better and that type of thing. And my clients are going great, and I'll just continue working with them. And just a few things in the pipeline that I'm really looking forward to, you know, jumping back into just as soon as I get my shoulder back on track. So,
right.
Yeah, it's a good thing.
You know, one thing in the business of bodybuilding and training, health and fitness, is that, and this is not only for you, Ben, those are for all of you out there who are so passionate about health and fitness, helping others, bodybuilding and training, is that, you know, little by little, when you go through your journey of life, if you can document and write about what you're most passionate about, and then just keep that in mind, and week by week, month by month, you know, really it stacks up year by year. Just think, no matter what, how old you are right now, just think of 2 years ago. What were you doing 2 years ago? And didn't it seem like it's just flown by? Well, what do you do in that time to become productive, to become that better man, that, you know, better health and fitness example, or that better businessman, if that's what you want it to be? Did you take advantage of that time? And then right now, as you go through this shoulder injury and, you know, you have to do this gut check all the time, this is the best time to write that aspect, the mental, the motivation, the emotional aspect of this whole bodybuilding and training process, this whole health and fitness process, is right when you're actually in the trenches, actually feeling those emotions. So remember that. What are you most passionate about right now? What aspect of all the different aspects of bodybuilding and training are you at this particular moment? What are you most passionate about?
Right. I'd say this particular moment. I suppose it'd be a cool.
Well, you know what? I'll tell you what I am, and then you tell me. You know, maybe I didn't frame that question very well. Sometimes I get rambling. Is that, like for me, when I do all my coaching sessions, you know, throughout the day, and I work with so many men especially, and, you know, they're all looking for this strategy, you know, hey, this and that, whether it's training or it's with eating. And what I just more and more I realize it's really not the particular strategy. I mean, I have one gentleman who, there's so many things I need to work on. It's just him helping him organize himself during the day. And so when I finally got that down, just by getting him organized, where he goes to the gym at a particular time and he just eats his meals generally at the same time, we have a lot of whittling, a lot of refining to do. Well, he lost 12 pounds in 3 weeks just by organizing his day. And there are a lot of his nutritional strategies that are not really good. They're not even average, but it's just that I don't want to make too many changes at one time. Just getting him structured, just getting him getting his discipline, number one, those type of results where he lost 12 pounds. The other thing is he's just enjoying the whole process because he's concentrating, he's focusing, he's executing. And what I'm just so passionate about right now, just finding better ways of explaining more distinctions and really pounding home, and everybody's just, your daily disciplines. When you make things happen like clockwork, you know, not too many that overwhelm you, but not too few that leave your standards so low. So, you know, as I do my writing, and, you know, as a bodybuilding, training, health and fitness writer, teacher, coach, whatever, you know, it's not that you just explain things once and you say, okay, that's the way I'm going to explain this. You're always looking for new ways on, okay, well, I said this, and it took me 5 minutes to explain it with this story. Well, you know, if you're on top of your game, you're a coach, you're always looking for that next level, then you think, well, how can I explain this in 10 minutes? Maybe this is a better story. Or, you know, actually, you know, you go down. So if it took you 15 minutes to explain something, you want to go down to 10. You want to go down to 5. You want to go down to 3 minutes. Or you just want to tell a story that you know that they can relate to and say, that's like your eating habits. You know what I mean? So when I talk about these daily disciplines, because everybody should start there. If you're trying to take your body to the next level, no matter where you are right now, I don't care if you're really accomplished, you've been doing it for 25 years like Eduardo, it really doesn't matter. You can sharpen your productivity, what your body looks like, your training in the gym, by just working on your daily disciplines, just creating higher standards and executing them like clockwork. So what I'm particularly passionate is finding better ways and to explain and emphasize how people break apart their daily disciplines. So that being said, as you as a teacher, as a coach, as an expert, Ben, what are you most passionate about at this particular time? Is it about how to get through the hurdles when you can't train as hard as you want to, like you've been going through with your shoulder, or what?
Yeah, I mean, pretty much at this point in time, I suppose, you know, just, yeah, what you're mentioning about just every day on a consistent basis, just following through with everything that I'm doing, and, yeah, I mean, just keep on keeping on. But, yeah, when it comes to, I suppose, you know, training, nutrition, cardiovascular training, it's a combination of, you know, everything. So,
right.
Yeah, and right. As you say about, you know, just taking things to another level and just always fine-tuning and raising the standards there in that way.
So, yeah. Do you have any... Do you have any experiences, like, from some clients that you talked to maybe in the last couple of weeks or since we talked last that, you know, you brought them some clarity, something that our audience can benefit from? Any, what are the most of the challenges that you find yourself helping with your clients?
Right, okay.
Like, is it with their eating?
Yeah.
Do they, a lot of people need a lot of help with their training. Where do you... find where they need the most help?
Yeah, pretty much with their training and just explaining different, you know, concepts to them in regards to, you know, the execution and, you know, just teaching them a specific style of training and just
right.
Putting that down and, yeah, that's it. So that's probably the main thing.
Yeah, all right. Any, do you do any, have any seminars planned or anything like that, Ben?
Okay.
Anything?
Yeah, pretty much. Not so much at this stage. As I mentioned earlier, I've just been, you know, getting my shoulder better, that type of thing, and I think,
right.
You know, make that a top priority. But, you know, as soon as that's back on track, well, then I can, yeah, you know, continue,
right.
Continue a lot more.
Now, if you want to become a friend, Ben, another way to stay in contact with him is through Facebook, and Ben Lewis, BNLEWIS. When someone is searching you, how do you suggest they search for you on Facebook? If I type Ben Lewis Australia into the search, would that help me find you, Ben? Or, you know, I guess, and what is the email address that you have registered onto your account so they if they put in your email address?
Okay, certainly. So the way to go is Ben Lewis Fitness
at
yahoo.com.
So if they type that into the search engine at Facebook, they would find you? Or is there another one, another email address that that's registered under? So if they search for you to become friends with you on Facebook?
Yeah, absolutely. That's it. So pretty much that is the way to go. Just Ben
okay.
Lewis, possibly Australia. You know, that is a good way to find me, absolutely.
Okay. And if you're not already friends with me, Skip LaCour, SkipLacour, you know, if you check my friends, you can see Ben Lewis is there to become friends with Ben, too. You know, Ben and I, we both have updates about what's going on. Every time that I have a, whether it's a podcast, like every Monday I post a 10 or 15-minute podcast. And that's and I let you know about that when that's ready on my Facebook. Every Tuesday, there's a new tip of the week that I let you know about. So go to Ben's Facebook, go to my Facebook, and stay on top. Also, visit my website, skiplacour.com, S-K-I-P-L-A-C-O-U-R, skiplacour.com, and sign up for the drop-down box that comes down is for the free weekly newsletter, and then all the other things, because there's so many different things that I have all around the internet, and I can always direct you to what's going on. So go to skiplacour.com and sign up for the free weekly newsletter and any updates that I have for you. So check that out. So now we're ending the show. Thank you so much. Thank you, Ben, for joining me again today. And we will Ben will be joining me next week. Again, thank you so much for listening to the show, whether you're listening to this live or a podcasted version, you have this on your Apple iTunes. Thank you for joining in. And thanks, Eduardo, for calling in and adding so much dimension. Great questions for the show. Your questions helped out a lot of people. And good luck in your show. And again, let us know. How are you going? So for Ben Lewis, this is Skip LaCour. Thank you for joining us.
All right, thank you. Bye.
Earn the body that you really want by making a commitment, investing the time and energy needed to learn the most effective and efficient strategies, and then developing the mindset to follow through on a consistent basis with my DVD and book library special. I've written 10 books and have produced 7 DVDs that explain every facet of bodybuilding. Over 1,900 pages are written and over 20 hours of video footage have been created of pure instruction and passion. Weight training, cardiovascular training, nutrition, nutritional supplementation, motivation, and mental strategies are all included. My almost 20 years of commitment have helped men just like you take their bodies to the next level in over 52 countries around the planet. Start mastering this area of your life today and order my complete DVD and book library special. I've bundled this powerful information in a discounted package price. I will even ship your important investment absolutely free. So go to skiplacour.com and order that package now. Order it right now at skiplacour.com and there'll be more free bonuses with the order.